Siman Shin Zayin Siftes. Even though we had the one that's not allowed to be machshech at the end, stand towards the end of Shabbos at the end of the tchum, in order to go to something in their field which is out of the tchum after Shabbos, which they would not be allowed to do on Shabbos, because it's obvious that they're staying by the edge of the tchum in order to go after Shabbos to the field to do something that they would not be allowed to do on Shabbos, because I'll ask it midrabanan on Shabbos. However, one could stand in a random place, not the edge of the tchum, somewhere not the edge of the tchum, somewhere in the middle of the tchum, in order to go after Shabbos to pull out peiros, fruit, or some grass from his garden or from his property, which is in the tchum, because since the place where he's standing is not the edge of tchum, the place where his garden or his property is not the edge of tchum, it's random places, so therefore it's not at all obvious in the fact that he's standing there, that the reason is because he wants to go to his garden afterwards and do a malacha as soon as Shabbos is over. It's not evident. Mishtabur explains that to stand at the edge of his garden, that would be a problem, because there it is obvious that the reason why he's standing there is because he wants to do a malach there after Shabbos. But to stand in a random place where it's not clear, it's not obvious, then it is mutter. So, for example, by a field, if it's a time of plowing or reaping or any such thing, one will not be allowed to stand by the edge of the field at the end of Shabbos, because it's obvious the reason why they're standing there is because they plan on after Shabbos to go and to plow or to reap from their field. That's a problem in Tzachavtzachal. But over here, where everything's random, the place of staying is random, where the garden is random, nothing is obvious or evident, so then it is mutter. Sif Yud, one may tell his friend, who lives in, let's say, a different city, a different tchum from him, that you watch my peiros, my fruit, which are in your tchum, on Shabbos, and I will watch your fruit that are in my tchum. It makes it sort of like a deal over here. And Mishnah explains, that's not, the chiddush over here is it's not considered like you're hiring him, he's hiring you. This trade, it's an understanding between the two of you, that will each take watch over each other's fruit, who are in each one's tchum. And that's not a mekach memka or a business deal that's also to do on Shabbos. Sif Yud Aleph, the Mechaber discusses somebody who wants to borrow something from his friend on Shabbos. It says he should not use a lashon halva, halveni, because halva, standard, is a loan, like a loan of money, which stam halva is 30 days, and the derech is to write it down, that he shouldn't forget about it. And there's a chashash, shem yichte, might come to write over here on Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah explains that even someone is making a loan, they're speaking out clearly, that's a short-term loan, they're going to pay me back tomorrow. Pay me back in a day or two, and therefore there should not really be a chashash shem yichtoiv. Still, there's a loy plug. It comes to the Rishonim, the Prabhupada brings it from the Rashba. There's a loy plug, and the lashon of halva may not be used on Shabbos. Rather, the lashon should be used the lashon of shela hashileni, which is usually used by lending an item, because by shela on an item, there it's normal to return it right away. This man to return it is right away after you finish using it, and therefore there's no chashash that you're going to write it down. Now, what about if it's in a place where the derech is the halva, you pay it back right away? Same as shela. Not that it's just specific to your case that you spoke out, the halva we paid within a day or two. But the derech is the halva is paid back pretty much right away, the same as shela is. So in such a case, could you say halveni? The Mishnah Berurah brings to the Magen Avraham, in such a case, you would be allowed to say halveni, because halveni does not have the implication of long term of 30 days at all, and if there's no chashash shem yichtiv. However, in the Bir Lacha, he brings his not so pasha, it could be one of the mechuyiv to use a lashon hashileni just to make a shinui, to use a different lashon on Shabbos. In fact, the Mechaber says that Lashon Laz, in foreign languages other than Lashon Kodesh, there's no two different languages, there's no two different words for Halveni Hashaleni, like we don't have. We say, lend me. You can lend me money, or you can lend me an item that I'm going to return to you an hour later. And the same Lashon of lend me, of loaning, is used. So then Mechaber says, you have to use a different Lashon of tenli. Can you give me this? And you could say, Mr. Burke explained, say, give me this, and I'll go back, and I'll give back to you. But you have to use Lashon of giving, not Lashon of lending, because we have to make some sort of shinui in the Lashon. The Ma says, when somebody borrows on Shabbos, and he doesn't, the lender does not trust the borrower, he's going to pay him back. So the borrower could give a mashkin to the lender, but he cannot have a lashon of halach mashkin, take this mashkin. That's over the lechol. He just put a mashkin by him without saying. And the Mishnah Berurah explains that this lending of giving a mashkin, even without using the word halach mashkin, can only be done for like something that's a tzarech Shabbos, like wine, oil, something that's a tzarech Shabbos. If it's not a tzarech Shabbos, you cannot give a mashkin, even without using the lashon of halach mashkin, take this mashkin. The Ramah says, same way you cannot borrow on Shabbos, because the chashash didn't come to write it down, you cannot pay back a loan on Shabbos. Any item that you would not be allowed to loan on Shabbos, to lend on Shabbos, chashash shem yichtiv, might come to write it down. There's also the issur of paying it back, because you might come to erase the loan from the pinkus, from the place where all the records are kept. Tosfos says, Mishpur brings it actually from the Balei Tosfos, when the Vamrila brings him the Tosfos, Mishpur is bringing it down, that instead of losing Lashon of Piroin, use Lashon of Chazara, same way you could say Tenli, you could say Exar. I'm giving back to you, I'm returning to you, not that I'm paying back, but I'm returning to you, then we mutter as no chashash, you come to erase. But it's only if it's something that's a Tzarech Shabbos. If not a Tzarech Shabbos, then all languages are Aser, and you cannot be back alone on Shabbos if it's not a Tzarech Shabbos, even with changing the Lashon and using Lashon of Echsalach instead of Lashon of paying back. B'Yerlach makes the Pimigam a Savik. We said Hashileni, Lashon Shela is Mutter. Obviously, Hashileni is Mamruba. Lend me something with Lashon Shela for a long time. Is that Mutter or Aser? It's a Savik.